The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news from past week. But listen, I'm looking up stories to talk about, and the first thing I see is the president has tweeted about LeBron James, who I don't give a flip about, but multiple media sources are reporting the story, so I figured I'd give you my take on it. Because this speaks to some deeper issues in our society today, believe it or not. I mean, you know, LeBron James isn't exactly somebody that you would think is a gateway into serious discussion. But here's the reason why the president and LeBron James are even, you know, in issue. 10 times LeBron James stood up to Donald Trump. I was wondering, what is their history? Why are they feuding? What is this all about? And so I pulled up this article. November 6, 2016, LeBron attends rally in support of Hillary Clinton. So he attended a rally for Hillary Clinton, and I think that right there opens you up for criticism. I mean, anyone who supports Hillary Clinton, there's immediately something wrong with them. I mean, maybe I didn't say that quite right. I can understand someone liking Hillary Clinton more than Donald Trump. I mean, I can't understand it, but I can see how it's possible to be that way. But to actively support and cheer on Hillary Clinton, that to me is a problem. I mean, you can't possibly know all the things that she's done and still support her. She's the worst, you know, the worst of the worst. November 9th, 2016... LeBron reacts to Trump's victory in the election. He says, love and faith will be the only thing that can get us through this. So right there, he's basically saying that Donald Trump's presidency is something that you've got to get through. And in order to get through it, you must have love and faith, implying that people who voted for Donald Trump did not have that love and do not have love and faith. All right. And so he continues. I mean, there's a bunch of them where he just is calling out Donald Trump, says he made hate fashionable. What else here? He labels Trump a bum. That's a good one. That's a bum. I mean, if you think of a bum, just picture a bum. Is Donald Trump the first person that springs to mind? But anyway, the point is that LeBron James has been making fun of Donald Trump, which Donald Trump probably likes. You know, he likes attention. He likes publicity. I feel like Donald Trump took the idea of, you know, you're doing well in life if you have enemies, right? Get some enemies, and that means that you're doing that you're making progress in life, right? Get some haters. And Donald Trump has just run with this idea. But my point is that Donald Trump and LeBron James have been in this kind of a Twitter war, right? Back and forth a little bit. And again, I mean, I don't know anything about basketball. I've heard people say LeBron James is a good basketball player. So, you know, whatever. I don't follow that stuff. But I know LeBron James is famous. I mean, I recognize his name, right? So, now, what the heart of this is that LeBron James appears on Don Lemon's show to promote this kid camp or something he's got going on for kids. And that's fine. You know, that's a worthy cause, right? And he's talking to Don Lemon. Now, Don Lemon is a very vocal anti-Trump guy on CNN. He's a reporter on CNN. And Don Lemon says the most outrageous, dumbest things, baseless things. I mean, you talk about fake news. And Don Lemon is right up there, you know, along with many other faces, right? But Don Lemon is one of the worst offenders of fake news. So, Donald Trump tweets this out. LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. Talking about Michael Jordan, if you remember a while back, you know, there was a campaign, I like Mike and how great Michael Jordan is, and he had the shoes and all that stuff. Okay, so I'm going to read that one more time. I want you to look for any hidden subtext that you might be able to find. Okay, so Donald Trump. And let me be the first to say that it's unbelievable that the president of the United States would even tweet this out. I mean, he has a direct line of communication with other people. And this is what he says. I mean, is it presidential? I don't think it's even a little presidential. I think it's ridiculous. But, I mean, maybe I'm just a stick in the mud, right? I mean, this is a normal guy. This is a regular guy. This is who we elected. We elected just one of a regular Joe who's got $1 jillion, right? Donald J. Trump. LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. Okay, so there it is, right? Here's what dummy Dan Rather, do you guys know who Dan Rather is? I mean, it was a while back now, but he used to be an anchor, very famous anchor for CBS News, CBS Dan Rather. Very respected news anchor. He claimed a little fame back when he was kind of a smartass to Nixon. And he was most trusted name in news, right, for a long, long time until he blew it. And we'll talk about that in a second. But here's what Dan Rather tweets out. This is apparently what the president of the United States feels the need to share with the world at what should be long past his bedtime. It's a disgrace. It's racist. And it's a product of petty but dangerous hatreds. I repeat, this is the president? All caps. ! Okay. I think that Dan Rather should be able to share his opinion. All right. He is actively involved in news networking, which so maybe he should just keep it to himself. But, I mean, you know, he's a citizen of the great United States of America. We've got free speech here. He writes, this is apparently what the president of the United States feels the need to share with the world at what should be long past his bedtime. All right, I think that's kind of funny. I think it is kind of a dumb thing to share. It's a disgrace. I think that you can argue that. It's kind of a disgrace. If you're one of the people who, like me, is kind of a stick in the mud, and, you know, the president of the United States who could, you know, easily destroy the world comes up with this, I could see people feeling that way. But then he says, it's racist. What the hell? What part of this tweet is racist? So this is what is happening in today's society, right? Everything that you don't like has to be racist, has to be misogynist. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I don't know how the word gay came about, all right? I don't know how it came about. But it seemed to me like a long time ago it meant happy, right? It meant fun, meant happy. And then it got used more and more often to describe people who were a little flamboyant. And then it just became gay, you know? Right? And now it's how we use it today to describe someone who likes members of the same sex, right? Now, I would not be surprised, given the usage of today, that if the word racist keeps getting thrown around the way that it is, so casually, that it will soon come to mean just something that we don't like, right? This, man, I hate that band, they're racist, right? But they've never said anything racist, just that you don't like the music that they've got, right? So you're just saying it's racist. Are you with me? Are you with me on this? You see, I'm... Dan Rather says, it's a disgrace, it's racist. As if those both mean the same thing, because nothing in that tweet that Donald Trump put out is racist. So Dan Rather is throwing it out there like another adjective for disgraceful, right? It's disgusting, it's disgraceful, it's racist. So, I mean, I see this a lot. So I'm thinking that after a little bit, people are just going to use the word racist to describe something that they don't like, even if it has nothing to do with racism at all. It just becomes a meaningless word. man, the weather today is racist. It's all rainy. I was going to go to the beach, but this racist weather just won't let me do it. Dan Rather, I can't believe I used to like this guy. You know, back when Bush was president, and I thought Bush was a terrible president. I never felt any other way other than that. I really, you know, did not like the guy. And I like him even less now that he's like cozying up with the Obamas and stuff like that. And, you know, I as much as I didn't like him, and I wanted Dan, when Dan Rather came out with his report that George W. Bush's service record was phony, man, I wanted to believe it so bad, right? And then they came out and they said, well, Dan Rather was tricked and he didn't do his due diligence and he should have done a little digging into the story and figured out that that it wasn't true. I was like, no, Dan Rather, this is Dan Rather. He's famous. He's well known as an excellent journalist. And he, you know, he trains other journalists and stuff like that. He must have known, he must have done his due diligence, right? He must have looked into it. Nope, he didn't. And, you know, the more I heard about the story and the more I heard about the holes in it and the incorrect information that it had, and the more I heard about what Dan Rather didn't do, the more I realized Dan Rather did not do his homework. And he was right in getting let go. You can't come out with a report on the President of the United States accusing him of lying about his military service and not have true evidence to back it up, right? Yeah, like one sheet of paper or something. And so it was a huge scandal back then, and he got let go. Now, since then, I've read about Dan Rather a little bit, and I took his he has a Udemy course, and I took that. And Dan Rather is so proud that he basically started the war in Afghanistan. His reporting directly led to that useless war that's still going on today. Useless, undeclared war. It's not even a real war. It's just a money pit for us. And he's so proud that his reporting got it attention. This thing that would have been a minor, you know, blowover thing over time. Now we're just this money pit that we're involved in. I mean, we use this money to now create tanks and bombs and things that blow things up and destroy things instead of using it to, you know, do things like build skyscrapers or clothe the poor. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's some people are making money off of it. But anyway, Dan Rather is a real piece of crap, huh? And so you can see that his ace reporting skills have not dulled, right? They're the same as they've always been, I guess, in that he takes a tweet where Donald Trump criticizes Don Lemon and LeBron James and throws his support, you know, behind Michael Jordan, and he calls it racist, you know. Who's more racist? The president who will insult you, whether you're white, black, brown, man, woman, sitting, standing, you know, wheelchair bound or not, he doesn't care. He will make fun of you endlessly if you're against him, and he will praise you endlessly if you're with him, right? I really don't think he cares about that other stuff. So I think that somebody who sees everybody as sort of an equal, even if it's a competitor that needs to be demolished, I think that that is a lot purer than somebody like Dan Rather, who sees everything in color. You know, when I read that tweet, I didn't even think, that person's black, that person's black, that person's black. But Dan Rather does. That's immediately the first thing he thinks of. It's racist. What an idiot. He's the racist, obviously. And that's something else, you know, that I hear. People are like, oh, I'm against racism. I can't be racist. Well, if you think that blacks can't get photo IDs, you are racist. If you think that you need to protect people because they're weaker than you, the fact that you think that they're weaker than you makes you racist, dummy. Let me tell you a quick story. When I was a kid, okay, I was kind of a fat kid, all right? And so I wanted to play hockey in gym or PE or whatever they called it. And nobody wanted me on their team because they figured since I was fat that I was no good at hockey. Now, I hadn't even – nobody had even played yet, right? We're just picking people and stuff like that. And I don't really remember, but I believe thinking that I was good at hockey. So maybe I had played hockey before or something. I remember the incident, but not so much the surrounding stuff. So anyway, the kids are saying they don't want me on the team. They're no good because I wouldn't be good. And the coach steps in, and he defends me, right? The coach says, I'll never forget this. The coach says, just because the Ed Man isn't good at hockey doesn't mean that there aren't some other things that he may be good at. And I'm looking at him like, thanks for nothing. I'm not ready to concede that I'm not good at hockey yet. But the coach immediately assumes the same as everybody else. So just because you are defending somebody because you think it's the right thing to do doesn't mean that you don't have the same bias as the people that you're defending them against. I hope that makes sense. So then LeBron James, in this interview with Don Lemon, says that the president is dividing us. Now, I mean, you just heard Dan Rather take an innocuous tweet, a dumb tweet, actually. And instead of sticking to his original point, which would have been good, which is that doesn't the president have better things to do than to tweet out dumb stuff like this? He has to go the extra mile. He has to push it too far. And he says that Trump is racist for the tweet. I mean, it's just so stupid. But yet, it's Trump that's tearing people apart, right? It's not the press. The biased press, who loves to see us fight with each other. Forget Russia. The press loves it more than anything else. But here's what dummy LeBron James says, although he's got a great voice, though.
You know, and because I believe our president is kind of trying to divide us. But I think...
Kind of?
Yeah, is not, I don't want to say kind of. He's dividing us. And
okay, so LeBron James does realize that race is a larger issue now than it has been in the recent past, and he says this about it later on. So he says the president's dividing us, but then he says this:
something has changed in you over the last year or two. Is it what's going on in the country? Racially, is it politically? Is political?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it starts with the Trayvon Martin, you know, situation, you know, and the reason it starts with that, I believe, is because, you know, having kids of my own, having boys of my own, mm-hmm. It hit home for me to see and to learn the story and to think that, you know, if my boy left home and he never returned.
Right.
So LeBron saying that he got into the political field because of the Trayvon Martin case. Now, whether you believe Trayvon was in the right or Zimmerman was in the right or the wrong, you have to admit that the news punched everybody up to a fever pitch by altering Zimmerman's original 911 call, which is what got everybody up in arms in the first place. And then doing things like showing Trayvon when he was like a skinny little boy and making it seem like that's who was killed that night, that Zimmerman shot this little boy. I'm not saying that he was or wasn't justified. What I'm saying is that the news is what made everybody so upset. And now, you know, they're doing it again. There's the shooting in Minneapolis. Guys, I wish I could show you the video over the air, and I would play audio from it, but it doesn't really. It's very it's kind of muddy, right? But you can hear what's going on. So it, just watch it. You know what the other thing is. Now that YouTube is burying all the stories, you can't even find the truth of what's going on. Let me explain this. So there was a shooting in Minneapolis of a black man named Thurman Blevins. And the news was just punching this up. They were implying that he didn't have a weapon. They was holding a cup. They were saying that he was begging for his life. They had witnesses come on saying he was begging for his life. I don't have a gun. Please don't shoot. That kind of stuff, right? So what happened was the police got a couple of 911 calls saying a guy was going around and shooting and firing a gun. So they go to investigate. There were protests and interviews and all this stuff before the body cam footage came out, right? You should have seen the uproar that was being made on the news about this stuff. But then when the body cam footage comes out, there's still an uproar, even though it shows that the police did the right thing. How is that possible? It's because when the news shows the body cam footage, they're not showing the parts that justify the officer's actions. It's incredible that they do this. It's incredible that they get away with it. And it's incredible that when you go on YouTube to try to find the entire video, now you're not able to do it because they put on all of these results from these major news networks and don't let you see the original body cam footage that somebody posts. It's amazing. And then we wonder why we have bad race relations in this country. But here's what you can do. So if you ever want to find something on YouTube and you don't want all these results from ABC, CBS, all these networks, let the Ed Man help you out. This is what I do now. Go on YouTube, type in whatever it is that you're trying to find, and then hit space minus, hit the dash, the minus symbol, ABC. And now it'll take out results that have the words ABC in it, minus CBS, minus CNN. And you got to do it for a bunch of them because, there's a lot of mainstream networks. But if you do that, you can finally get to some real results. The problem is that not only do most people not know this, it's a hassle, right? You're going to go, well, I want to see the body cam footage. You're just going to click on the first couple of things that pop up. So, no matter how bad the evidence seems, here's what it was. This guy was shot in the back, right? Like several times. So you're thinking he's running away. He's shot in the back. Obviously, the cops are guilty, right? But when you see the body cam footage, what happens is, and when you hear the eyewitnesses, and the eyewitnesses had said, well, he was begging for his life. He said he didn't have a gun. He said, please don't shoot me, and that, that kind of stuff, right? But when you watch the body cam footage, here's what actually happened. The cops pull up. The guy bolts. He runs away. He's got a gun on his hip. And he says, I don't have a gun. I don't have a gun. The cop is cursing. And he's like, yes, MF-er, you do. And he says, it's my dad's gun. So, if an eyewitness had heard him scream, I don't have a gun, they would think, oh my God, the cops are going after this guy who's unarmed. But he did have a gun. And at the end, just before he gets shot, I can't believe the cop's reaction time is so good. The man turns, pulls his gun and draws on the cop and he turns and he's hit by the bullets. He didn't even have a chance to fire, I don't think. And the gun flies out of his hand. Thank goodness. But it's the way that the news media manipulates things to make you think that something other than what actually happened. And they fire people up. And they get people so angry, and it's a damn shame that it's so hard to find the truth. And then they wonder why they're called fake news. And CNN's Jake Tapper is up there crying because at a Trump rally here in Tampa, Florida, people were pointing fingers at him, giving him the middle finger, calling him fake news, and he says how dangerous it is and his life was in danger. BS, his life wasn't in danger. He wasn't even scared. He's looking at people like, God, they've really called me out. They know what I am. Jake Tapper is a paid shill. And do I want anything bad to happen to him? No. I want everybody.